Paul Ramo here in the studio. We're going to talk Ice Castle Classic Fishing Tournament on Lockbarrow Lake coming up February 8th. That's a Saturday. And Chad Hippler's in the studio with us to tell us all about it. Chad.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Wow. How many years is this for Ice Castle Classic?
This will be number 7. We've done it. We've had 6 successful years. We're going to give it a go here again to number 7.
7 years. That goes fast, huh?
It does. Yep.
It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. Tell us a little bit about that, Chad.
You know,
remember the first one?
Yeah, the first one was a challenge. That was a learning experience. I hope everybody that came out the first year and decides to come back made some changes from there. A lot of improvements, if you want to say that. The sound system, the MC, and hopefully the weather. Hopefully that cooperates that this year. That's one thing we can't control, and right. It's one thing we battle.
I know a couple weeks ago I interviewed you at the Canby fishing tournament there on Del Clark Lake, and that was great weather, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun down there too. Yep. You know, those guys put a great event on. You know, we're a big part of that as well down there for sponsoring. Yep. And whatnot, and they had a good time, and the weather, you know, was awesome. It contributed.
Yep. Well, let's hopefully February 8th the weather's just like that.
All we can do is pray for it.
All right, well, tell us what's going on. You got a lot of prizes, money.
You know, I'll put this prize list up against any other major tournament in the area, in the state, anywhere. It's 50 places. You can win grand prize of $10,000 cash. Second place is actually a better prize. It's a 8x17 Trophy Hunter Ice Castle Fish House on a hydraulic frame donated by Valley Manufacturing. And that has a prize value at $26,000. That's second place.
Wow.
We got a Kawasaki Mule, the side-by-side ATV. Got two other ice castles in there. We got generators, augers, aqua views. There isn't a prize on that list worth less than $250.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good prize list we put together. We take a lot of pride in this, you know, all the effort put in by the volunteers and everything else.
How many people usually show up to this classic ice?
You know, typically we get right around 2,000, you know, anywhere from 2,000 to 2,400, and of course that depends on the weather.
Right.
Last year we had a tough week before.
Polar vortex.
Yeah, it was too. You know, and a couple blizzards beforehand. We had to move a lot of snow, and then it was cold the day of. So we'll just say it was challenging. had it crowd us down a little bit, you know. So it felt like we did twice the work for half the crowd last year. But this year's shaping up to be a lot better. Looks like the weather pattern's pretty stable.
So if someone's listening and they're interested in coming down to Lockbarrow Lake on Saturday, February 8th, give us a little bit of the specifics, the rules, and how many holes, that kind of stuff.
Yep. What all starts Friday night, we get all the area fire departments, they come out, and we got Jiffy as a sponsor, and we got about 45 Jiffy augers. They all grab an auger, sign in, and then get to work drilling holes. And we drill about anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 holes on Friday night. And those guys, they knock it out in about 3 hours. It's really impressive to watch.
How many holes?
Between 5,000 and 7,000.
Wow, that's
amazing. No, you will not fall in because of it.
People think that,
yep,
I bet. Huh?
Yep, they think it's getting weak, but it doesn't. It's good.
I saw a picture of your ice augers in a warehouse all laying on the floor on Facebook. Wow, that was impressive.
Yeah, we did that Sunday afternoon after the Canby tournament, actually. Yep. Came back and changed oil, did some service on them, made sure they all started. That's just all part of it.
So a fire department, who cuts all them holes then?
All the area fire departments. Oh. We've got Madison, Monty, Milan, Maynard,
get everybody involved.
Dawson, Boyd, everybody comes out, you know, and it's not like we got 500 firemen out there either. They, you know, whatever they can bring, they bring. Okay. Of course, you got to leave a few back in case you get a fire call.
That's right. So that was Friday night. Talk about the tournament on Saturday.
Yep, gates open at 8 o'clock in the morning to get on the ice on the tournament area. The tournament itself goes for 3 hours from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock that afternoon. It is out in the open. There's no shelters allowed. If you got a sled with the shelter on it, you're welcome to, you know, carry your gear in with that, but you cannot flip it up. It's an open-air tournament. Mm-hmm. We can keep tabs on everybody. Nobody cheats.
Okay.
We have a kids' event going on. It's real popular out there. Open to any kid that wants to go into the warming tent from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock. Little youth event going on there. They go through some different stations, learn a little bit about ice fishing, and come out of there with some really cool gear. That's all free to any participant for kids that are in there. And what they're going to do, they did it last year too. Stryker Ice Gear donated a youth full suit. Every youth that comes through, they're going to sign up and they're going to draw for that, win that for free as well.
Wow.
We got some other stuff going on too. We got Vito, that's Veterans in the Outdoors, a nonprofit organization. They're going to run the 50-50 drawing out there this year. The fish of choice is going to be a crappie. So I think he's got $5. You put $5 in an option pot there. And at the end, the biggest crappie, you split the pot with him. I think last year it was close to $500 in that pot.
Wow. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We also have the Lac Parle Lake Association. They run a raffle alongside with us. They give away an 8x17 walleye angler. Really cool house. That thing's worth about $20,000. Then a bunch of cash prizes as well. That's a $20 raffle ticket you can buy from any Lake Association member. Otherwise, hit me up over American Surplus. I got tickets. The Watson Hunting Camp has got a few tickets. But yeah, contact any Lake Association member. Or come find me over in Monty.
Yeah, I
got
them in the raffle tickets go for what again?
$20 a piece.
Okay.
That's a really good ticket. Check it out.
It's a fundraiser for?
For the Lac Parle Lake Association.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. I'll take one.
Yeah.
You got one on you?
I do.
Okay, that's awesome. Is there a website people can go to?
Yeah, that's your best source of information, especially the up-to-date stuff. It's going to be, the website's icecastleclassic.com. We also have a Facebook page, Ice Castle Classic. That's going to be your most up-to-date information. You can buy tickets up until the 30th on the website. Otherwise, you're going to have to buy them in person. Tickets are available on ice that day, so if you don't have them ahead of time, don't freak out. You can still get there.
You can drive down that day and buy tickets, okay?
Yep. There's two entries on the ice at the tournament area. We like it if everybody goes up to the Watson Hunting Camp and parks and shuttles down. It's a little easier to organize.
Manage,
Yep. There is, for people, they like to come out for the whole weekend and spend it on the ice in their ice castles. Uh-huh. And so they can come down on the lake entrance. That's on the north end, if everybody's familiar with how the lake lies. That'll be on the north end. They can drive up to the tournament area, park, and walk in. We recommend ATV traffic there, if possible.
Okay.
You know, we got good ice out there. There is a little bit of snow. But
that was going to ask you, how thick is the ice out at Lac Parle right now?
You know, I had my boy go out and drill a hole and measure it last week. He was at 21 inches right at the tournament area. Wow. I'm sure it's building a little bit yet as we're talking. And the week before, it's supposed to be kind of chilly too. So we got good ice, but there is a little bit of snow out there.
Okay,
we're battling that. But that was one thing.
I would send Paul out there first before I go out on the ice.
Let him go jump around a little
bit. It's okay with him. It'll hold me.
Maynard's always got some smart thing to say, doesn't he? So great ice fishing tournament, 7th Annual Ice Castle Classic. I know, Chad, you're kind of in charge of the whole thing. It's almost like a full-time job, would think.
We got a lot of hours into this thing. We got a great group of volunteers as well. A lot of it does fall on a small committee of supervisors or whatever you want to call it, that do the organizing of it all. They come every year, and we just got a good staff. After we got the first couple of years knocked out, we got things ironed out. It gets a little easier every year. You got those initial contacts made. So,
of course, you have some major sponsors to help out too.
We do. Yep. Well, of course, Ice Castle. They get the houses for us. Watson Hunting Camp. They play a big part in organizing it, as well as plowing. They donate fish house rental for it, a prize. And then we got some of our vendors and stuff like that. Financial One, FMP, FVP, AC Delco Batteries. That's one of the vendors at Ice Castle. They step up as a big sponsor, And if you go on the website, there's a whole list of what we got. If you got time or you happen to see any of them, tell them thanks.
I want to talk to you about Ice Castle Fish Houses. Let's put a plug in for Ice Castle Fish Houses here. That's amazing. I've been in a couple of them. Just the the style and the how they've improved over the years. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about that, your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm the office manager there at American Surplus. Most people in the area know that is the manufacturer of Ice Castle fish houses. I've been there basically since the beginning, part-time, and came on full-time probably, 15, 16 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And it's just exploded.
It has. You know, it's come a long ways. You know, from the first one we built, it was more or less a shed that we put wheels under and put some insulation in it. And it's really progressed since then. We'll do anything you can find in the RV market. If they can put it into a camper, you know, even the high-end ones, right, we'll go ahead and put it in an ice castle for you. Whatever you want, we custom build, you know, basically anything.
Right. Where do you sell them all? I mean, all over?
We got really extended dealer, you know, market out there. We manufacture them right there in Montevideo. Right. We have about 45 dealers out throughout the Midwest. Minnesota's our most dominant market.
Right.
South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin's really taking off. We're in Canada, you know. Actually, we have a dealership set up down in Florida, and that's actually taking off really well. They don't cut holes in the floor down there, but it's geared towards like retirement communities where they're buying campers and using them for the snowbird type of stuff. It's really nice to use an ice castle while you're camping because there's no steps to climb up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You drop it down to the ground, you hit a button, it drops right down, no work involved. And it's really stable when it's on the ground. I love camping out of mine.
Yep. Yeah. You sleeping and just a beautiful inside.
Full, you know, you can get them with full water package. You know, technically you could take a shower while you're out on the ice if you wanted. There's a full bathroom, a sink, oven, you know, a full fridge, whatever you want, put in there.
All right. Real good. Well, Chad, thanks for coming in, talking about Ice Castle, the Ice Castle Classic, and tell our listeners when it is again and when can they get to On the Lake.
Yeah, February 8th. Come out to Lacapara Lake at Volden's Pit. You can get on the ice at 8 o'clock, get your hole set up, and then go enjoy the festivities. The tournament does start from noon to 3.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.
And then we'll see you next year.
Yep.
Chad Hippler talking about the Ice Castle Classic. Be there on Lacapara Lake Saturday, February 8th.